Zakta Helga Mishnah Baita Masechta Shviyas Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey. Here's the rule. Generally speaking, on Shemitah, you can't do anything that's going to improve a tree, but you can do things to prevent the tree from decaying or drying up. Zakta Mishnah Hamavkia Bazayas. He's chopping wood. He's chopping off a branch of an olive tree because he wants to use it for firewood. Now, you don't leave the place of the cut open. Air gets in, it's going to dry up the tree, cause damage to the tree. He has to cover it with something. Zakta the Mishnah, lo yechepeh, you shouldn't cover up the place where he cut off, ba'afar. Don't just put earth there. Because the earth becomes like tit, becomes like muddy or limey, and that actually makes it a better tree. Now, he doesn't want to leave it open, so the Mishnah says you don't have to leave it open. Avul nechasu, you can cover it, ba'avon amay bakash, either with stones or straw. That's not going to fix the tree. That's just going to guard the tree. It shouldn't dry up. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Hakoytzeitz koyrois shikma. Shikma trees are kind of a fig tree, and often they would chop it down, leave the stump, part of the trunk, and then it grows again. This particular tree, even if I chop it, it falls out of the trunk, comes up another tree. But you don't want to leave the part that you cut off open. So Zakta Mishnah HaKoytzes, if someone cuts off until the stump, Koyra Shikma, beams from a Shikma tree, Lo Yechepeu, don't like cover the stump part, Be'ofar, again, it gets limey when it gets wet, turns into mud, and then that actually improves the tree, that you can't do on Shemitah. You don't want to leave it open, Avubot, Nechasu, Bavonim, you can cover it with stones, Avakasha, with straw, to make sure it doesn't dry up. Now, we're talking about where you already cut the tree, once, the trunk starts growing, it cuts the tree again. Have another beam. That's a good thing about a shikma tree. You can keep cutting it. When we said before that he's cutting it and we're telling him cover it with stones or with straw, that's because it was cut already. If this shikma tree was never cut before, so as like the Mishnah, ein koitzitzin besulas shikma. Besulas shikma means a shikma tree that was never ever cut. That you cannot do b'shvias during a Shemitah year, b'nei shu'a voida. That also makes it a better tree. That's the shikma tree. When you cut off the tree, and you have a stump, and the new one grows, it grows better. It gets thicker. So if it was already cut, and it grew, and I'm cutting it again, cutting it is not going to make it any better. Unless you cover it with earth. But if you cover it with stones, you're just protecting it. That's fine. But if you never cut it, you can't take a cut it, because the cutting itself is making the tree better. Rabbi Huda says like this. You could cut the psula shikma, the shikma tree that was never cut before, but you have to know how. Kidark, if you want to cut it the regular way, also then sakasar, because that's going to make the tree thicker and better. And you can't make trees thicker and better during a Shemitah year. Ella rather, if you want to cut a shikma tree that was never cut before, or you cut it higher than a sarat rachim from the ground, which is not the usual way to cut it, or mamish cut it plush and even with the ground. Even with the ground, or higher than ten tefachim is going to hurt the shikma tree. And therefore, that's not considered an avoida that is asur on shvias. So, chazing over our Mishnah, hey, if you want to split the branches off an olive tree, don't cover the cut, the open spot with dirt. That's going to turn into mud, and that's going to help the tree. You can't help the tree, meaning to say you can't improve the tree. You could cover it with stones or straw. That's only going to keep it from drying up, but it won't improve it. If you're cutting through the trunk of a sycamore tree, and we're talking about where it had been cut before, it's not psula shikma, it's a shikma tree. So even though right now all I see is a stump, it's going to grow up again. I'm going to have another beam over here. But you have to cover the stump until it starts growing. Normally it would be covered with dirt. That would also actually turn into mud and improve the tree, but being that it's Shemitah, you can only cover it with stones or straw, which is going to prevent it from drying out, but it won't make it better. Okay, so you're telling me what I have to cover it with, but I'm allowed to do this? I'm allowed to, like, chop it down? Take the beam away and wait for it to grow up again? Out of the stump should grow another trunk? Yes, if it was done before. But if it was never cut before, if this is what's called a psula shikma, then you can't. That is considered an avoida. Because with a psula shikma, after you cut it off once, it's going to grow back thicker and better, and that you cannot do. At least Tanakama holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. If you cut it, like, below 10 tefachim, that's going to make it grow back better. What you could do is either cut it higher than 10 tefachim, or flush with the ground. That's not going to improve the tree, it's going to be mazik the tree. So there's no shaila by doing it on Shemitah.